If you're like me, I'm 68 years old, and I've lived in this area my whole life. And years ago, there was basically a general store in every town. I mean, I lived in Sharon, but I was right on the border of West Cornwall, and West Cornwall used to have Bierce's General Store. And then they had Utzler's Market, and then they had the Bates Meat Company. In Sharon, of course, a Middlebrook store, everybody knows Middlebrook's store, which was in Sharon Valley. In Lakeville, there used to be a Ben Franklin Five and Dime store, all right? I mean, these stores proliferated in our area. Well, the Salisbury General Store and Pharmacy has now just become the Salisbury General Store. We all know that, and we're going to welcome in right now the general manager, who is Larissa Vreeland. Larissa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So now, after all the excitement died down when, of course, the prescriptions were basically sold over to CVS yesterday, the nice thing to know is that the store itself is still going to be running, and it's nice because it's been around since 1935.
Yes. It was something Peter and I fought for. We thought that the store was crucial to the town, and we thought, you know, we had to keep it open.
You know, it's interesting because the store has a prominent place in the center of town, and general stores used to be in just about every town in the region. And I think one of the things that I like about your store is that, now, you're still going to carry, like, over-the-counter medications and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, so the over-the-counter medications are going to be there, but also a wide range of other items. Have you been trying to curate in advance and get additional things into the store as this was coming near?
Yes. I'm always this time of year is always busy for me anyway, because this is always the time where I'm shopping. I'm attending a lot of the shows. I'm getting the store ready for what will be our busy season this spring and summer. So the store is getting ready. We have tons of new lines coming in. So there was preparation before I knew any of this was going on.
Well, it's because getting ready for the summertime and springtime crowds, and you do have a pretty extensive selection of items. I'm looking at, by the way, if people want more information, they can go to the web and go to Salisbury General Store. And all you have to do is type in Salisbury General Store. It'll come up. But it is spgs.com on the web. So now we'll talk a little bit about your position at the store. How long have you been with the store?
So I've been with the store for 3 years, but this is actually, I'm returning to the store. I worked at the store in college. I went away to college, and I'm returning to the store. I've been the manager there now for 3 years.
All right, and you're going to feature, like, toys, crafts, local artisans, and things like that, organic products?
Yes, so we've always carried that, and then we actually changed some of what we carried during COVID. We got a lot of requests from the town to carry things that people couldn't get elsewhere, and they weren't comfortable. So I had tried my best during COVID to bring in things that, you know, people were asking for, such as power strips and home items, just so people didn't have to go into any big stores and they could just come into ours.
You know, and I didn't realize this, but when I was perusing, by the way, once again, for you folks that are just tuned in, we're speaking with Larissa Vreeland, who is a general manager of the Salisbury General Store. I didn't realize this, but I'm taking a look at what you carry at the store from your website, and I'm literally amazed. You've got vintage wares, local artisans, which we talked about, toys, crafts, unique individual gift items, soaps, spa. You carry hosiery, parties, goods, and paper supplies, natural and homeopathic medicines, home goods, candy, cards, candles, beauty, books and magazines, baby needs. I was not aware that your inventory was that big. But then again, I don't think people realize how big the store is. That is a pretty big store, actually.
It is, yes, because you have the front, and then you have the whole back that has the over-the-counter items, and then it continues on. That's where the stationery section of the store is. So it's quite a bit of room.
Now, your hours are you open Monday through Sunday, or Monday through, what are the hours going to be for the store?
Yep. So as of right now, the hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturdays, 9 to 3, and Sundays, 9 to 1.
Now, when we look at the Salisbury General Store, if people are looking for something and come in, and they want you to special order something for them, do you have the ability to do that?
Yep, we do it all the time.
And what do you see in the future now? For what might be some of the things people might see coming in of that might be a little different?
So I've been taking stock especially the past year during COVID, just seeing the areas where we could improve on that I've gotten feedback from the customers. One of the most important things I do as the manager and the buyer is, you know, I'm in the store every day. I get to talk to the customers, especially during this big change that we've went through. And I've just tried to see, you know, what would they like to see more of? We'll actually be posting on our social media, you know, asking for feedback if there's anything people would like us to, you know, see more of. One of the areas that has really grown in the store during COVID was our birthday and party section. You know, lots of people were coming in, and in the beginning I had to have everything for the birthday car parades. I don't know if everyone remembers that phase of the pandemic. So we've just tried to grow on what I'm seeing the customers ask for.
And there's the same COVID regulations for people that come into the store that are in effect throughout the whole state, right?
Correct.
I just think it's an exciting time. You know, a lot of people who live here now haven't been around here long enough to realize how important general stores were in our area. You know, you even look at the Sharon Pharmacy. They expanded into a larger space and have a big section of supplies like that. But I think, and you're right, in this time of COVID where maybe people don't want to travel far and there's a birthday coming up, an anniversary or something else that they need, it's nice right in the center of town because there's plenty of parking in front of the store, plenty of parking behind the store where they can go and immediately get something they need, not have to travel very far.
Yes. And as we get ready for Easter, this was a big holiday that we did last year. We are ready. You know, we did lots of custom baskets. Parents who were able to just call in, you know, speak to my staff and myself and give us a budget, and we were able to put together beautiful Easter baskets for their family, and they could just come and pick them up right outside the store.
Well, I think it's great. It's a new exciting time, and we all realize big box stores have advantages in a lot of ways that small stores can't compete. But when you're a small store now and you've gone to the general store route and you're really stocking it with a lot of different items that appeal to a lot of different people, that's the way you can compete nowadays with these big box stores. And I wish you guys a lot of luck and success in the future, because there's always something just nice, like when you ride through the center of a town and you see something, an institution that's been there, and it's great to see that the Salisbury General Store is still taking up that very important place in Salisbury.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning. And have a great day and a great week, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The Salisbury General Store, they are in operation. You want more information, you can find them on the web. They're also on Instagram. They're also on Facebook as well.